Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the Kitchen Table Mystic. I'm broadcasting from the kitchen table on what has turned out to be a really beautiful October Cape Cod morning, and it was supposed to be pouring out. I am joined at the kitchen table by Hannah Hilliard Bouvier, who is a local artist from Sandwich, Mass. Hannah is inspired by all of the beautiful things around us, the ocean and the sea and the marsh and the trees and the woods. She's a native of Martha's Vineyard. She is called by the siren song of the sea, and she does regional folk art, which reminds me of Cahoon and Peter Hunt, two really fabulous folk Cape Cod artists. Hannah, would you like to say good morning to our listeners?
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Mary. This is such a wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much for sharing your kitchen table with me.
Thank you for coming.
It's a glorious morning here in the village. You have foliage falling that matches your kitchen table cloth. And
I didn't plan that.
You didn't plan the foliage?
No, I didn't call anyone for the foliage. We have some special effects going on here that you can't actually see, but it's quite beautiful.
It is. It's a lovely space. So thank you for sharing it with me.
Well, thank you for being here. Kitchen Table Mystic is the show designed to connect inspired women. And we're lucky to have Hannah as part of the connection. And I'd like to thank Kimberly Moore, who is over at motherhouseofthegoddess.com, for helping make this radio show happen. You should definitely go and check out her stuff. She's got courses you can take. She's got beautiful photographs. She's got wonderful articles. You can see my work there, too. Mary Petit, I'm your host. I can also be found on Facebook, MaryPetiet.
Wonderful. I can't wait to explore the website myself. I'm looking forward to seeing what it has to offer and insights and connections for personal growth.
Absolutely. It's Mother House of the Goddess is sort of your home base for personal growth, expansion, all matters relating to goddess and divine feminine. It's a neat place to check out. And so we're going to start the show by drawing a woman rune card. And woman runes are fabulous rune cards made for women by Molly Reamer. And Molly, actually, her work is also on Mother House of the Goddess, and she can be found at bridgidsgrove.com, BRIGIDSGROVE.com, if you're interested in mother rune or woman rune cards. So you can listen to me shuffle them three times. Hannah can draw one. We will read it.
Wonderful.
That's what we get up to at the kitchen table. Okay, here we go. Okay, Hannah, what do we get?
Let's see.
Woo, there we go.
Goodness,
it's almost
cards.
A 52 pickup at the kitchen table.
It's wonderful. Okay. We have such fun, Mary. Thank you so much. The sun. So I'll let you read. The rune of healing, rejuvenation, recreation, play, and radiance. Well, I think that's a wonderful card for us to start our conversation on.
That is fabulous, because that's what we're kind of talking about.
It is.
Yeah. So Hannah is an artist, and she... what we're going to talk about is connection, which is really the underlying theme of Kitchen Table Mystic. How do we connect to ourselves? How do we connect to each other? And how do we connect to our communities in meaningful ways to help build meaningful things? So, Hannah, how did you stand up in your art and connect to yourself and all those other things? It's brave because you did it.
Right. Well, being an artist is a process, I think. One part aspect of being an artist is you're isolated in your creativity, in your studio, in your space, and you're working alone. You're open to inspiration and what you're surrounded by, but you work alone. And so here I am working in my studio, which at one point was also a kitchen table because I had small children. So I was doing illustrations of trees of life that were filled with imagery from our community. So we live in an area that we're surrounded by water, and there's lots of folklore that contains mermaids, and I think that's where the Cahoon connection came from, because his work is full of whimsy and joy, and the mermaids are always up to something in his paintings.
If you don't know Cahoon's work, he's a very folk art, traditional Cape Cod artist. To me, his paintings look like they sort of date to around 1820, and they have seascapes with mermaids and whalers and lighthouses. Is that a fair description?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're oil paintings, and his wife was also an artist.
Now, that's even more interesting. What was her name?
I believe it was Martha Cahoon.
I
think we have to do a little reference on that, but there is a museum locally, so we can take a trip down to the museum and check out his work. I was inspired to make these pieces because I was raising my children and I wanted to do something that was when I had time to. I think that I was, you get so busy as a parent and as a wife and as a member of a community that you have to eke out the time and establish the time when you can work. And so I worked at my kitchen table. Now I have a full studio.
You kind of have to insist on the time. You need to take the time, don't you?
Absolutely.
That's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to hold that space for your creativity, whatever that may be. So when I went from that, I can sort of share a first dip into the connecting to community was I drew these trees of life, and I didn't know where they were going to go. And so I was taking a dance class with a local musician, Sarah Swain, who's a very talented, capable member of community and very active and very busy. She runs a nonprofit. There are numerous things that she
and
does.
And she's a rockabilly musician, and she's fun.
She is fun. Very talented. So her husband, Steve Swain, owns a wonderful gallery that is in the harbor of Wellfleet called the Frying Pan Gallery. And I just happened to show Sarah my work, and she said, "Those are great. Let's bring them into the gallery." And so my work was, I didn't know where it was going to end up, and she offered me an opportunity, and so I took it, and we rode that opportunity. We rode that wave, so to speak, and it was wonderful. And then I, through creative process, found printmaking and wanted to explore that medium. And so I stopped making the Trees of Life. I still sell the prints of them because they're so whimsical and wonderful and they're part of me. But now my next step, I have to back up a little bit though, Mary, because I think it's important to share about the Moon Circle that you hosted, which I had never done. I didn't know really what it was. What results could happen from this opportunity, but I was ready.
The Moon Circle is something we have been doing on full moons on Sandy Neck Beach, right on the ocean. And this may sound very Cape Cod-centered to listeners who aren't on Cape Cod, but I think the meat of what we're talking about is, I think, applicable to women anywhere.
You could be in a forest.
Yeah, you could be in a forest, but the theme is standing in your truth and connecting and how to do it. So we happen to be on the Cape, but it's applicable. So the Moon Circle happens on full moons at Sandy Neck Beach, and it's the most beautiful place. We build a fire and we circle it, and there's great power in the circle, and we call in energy from the moon and from ourselves, and we connect with ourselves and
with one another
and radiate that out into the larger, I think, atmosphere.
So one of the chances I took was showing up at a moon circle. I think that was my first step into finding a new direction for myself and for my art, which I chose to come to the circle. And what I was asking for or what I was manifesting.
Yeah, what you hope to manifest.
What I hope to manifest. And what I really liked about that first circle especially was that I was not asking for something. I was already there. I was already saying thank you for these gifts that I have. And that the manifestation, it happens so quickly. Opportunities that I was just willing, I was so open to the opportunities that were being presented to me. For instance, my next-door neighbor said, oh, we've started an arts alliance in our community, and would you like to teach art? Yes. I would love to teach art. And so from there, I taught art classes, and then another friend who runs the Arts Foundation said, would you like to be on a jury of an art show that we're having? Yes, I would.
A lot of this is about saying yes.
And also about taking a risk, about doing something that is out of your comfortable space. You know, I was in my studio and very content, and also maybe a bit of an introvert. But then once I stepped out and said yes to a few situations, things just kept on coming my way. And I could pick and choose the ones that resonated most with me. I think that I've found that teaching is such a wonderful way of connecting with my community, and I'm sharing a gift with especially youth. I work with any age. I do teach classes for adults as well through the Art Alliance, but my heart is most happy when I'm working with young people because I feel as if they are able to connect to that essence of themselves, and I'm encouraging them to have their own voice, and especially young women. I have a class full of five young women. The youngest is 5 years old, and just seeing them express themselves and being comfortable with the materials and the imagery of what they're experiencing. So, being encouraged to have their own voices.
Well, the earlier women can step into their true selves, I think the easier, because as you age, it becomes more and more of a challenge. And Hannah, if you want to see Hannah's work, go to Fresh Ink by Hannah B. on Facebook, and you will be able to connect with Hannah through Facebook, too, if you're interested in her work. Her work can be viewed by appointment. She's involved with a group show at the Fisherman's View in Sandwich, Massachusetts, as well,
yep,
where some of her work is displayed.
Yep, and that's also through the Sandwich Art Alliance, which is a very young, new arts group in the community where they have a visual arts, a performance arts, and a literary group. So it's a wonderful opportunity for our community. But what I found is that my opportunity to share and to take that next step and do something that's out of my wheelhouse, being a teacher and being then it enables me to reach a number of people, and it's just a wonderful, fulfilling experience, I guess, is being part of a community, being part of healing. I've had an opportunity to apply for a grant where we will be working with children from age 5 up to, 100 is the idea, and we'll be doing individual mandalas and then printing them, and then it will show our whole community as a group. So I'm really excited about that project. There's a lot of I think expression is so important. You don't need to be a fine artist to express yourself with these materials. I think it connects you to a higher self. For me, being open has been very beneficial in my life, because being open to the opportunities and open to the nature around me. I mean, yeah. the imagery and things. I you know, I'm always going on a walk with my my children. I'll say, wait, let's look, see what's around you. Connect.
See what it tells you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of things can inform you. So,
we're talking about how do you connect with the self. How do you stand up in that connection? How do you express that connection? And the courage required to do that sometimes, because as Hannah's saying, you're stepping out of your regular role. You're going into a different wheelhouse, and it's a courageous act.
I think that as we age, as women. You know, when I was young, I was very, very brave, and I would, you know.
Yeah, I'd travel everywhere. Yeah,
exactly. I would take creative risks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there was a lot of that, but then
you lose that
adventurous spirit, and you lose that. So to do that, to connect with that inner rebel,
to remember that.
Yeah,
inner,
to, you don't yeah. have to be quite as aggressive maybe in it, but you know, there's a richness to that experience that you know, if you're not connected to your authentic self, and you're not doing what your calling is, you can find that it weighs on you, because I've been there. I've been in that position mm-hmm. where I was pulled away from my work, and
you know, if you allow yourself to be pulled away from your work, the muse will stop returning after a point. You need to exercise those muscles on a regular basis, and you really need to honor it. That's what I find.
It's a sacred space.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It is. It's a sacred space. Your creativity is always there. But it's harder to access if you don't practice on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, I find that it's the most wonderful place to be, and I don't want to be anywhere else at times, you know.
Yeah. You could get lost there forever.
It's good to be grounded, too, you know.
Well, there's balance in all things, I think.
Absolutely. So as far as my work goes, I think that my connection is to share. Because it's my imagery always has a connection to my intimate heart. You know, a piece that I just did recently, I drive down this winding road that we live on, Mary, and it's, you know, we have bogs and birds, and there is a pair of swans that just I've been watching for years.
These are the famous swans on 6A.
The 6A swans.
Yeah, they are. They're. You know, I know a person told me, a friend, that he once saw the big male swan stand on the edge of the road, of 6A, the road. It's the old King's Highway. It's beautiful and historic. And the swan spread his wings, and he went in the middle of the road, and all the little cygnets, the chicks, went and crossed the road. Well, he stood there, and when they were across, he went behind them. The swan had stopped traffic.
Oh,
so they could cross.
Well, often, and it's such a magical place. I mean, we have so many tourists that come, and I can tell you, people stop to photograph them. They live on I want to say a verdant pool, but it's more than that. It's connected to a bog, so I know that it's used to flood the bogs and heighten them. But
yeah, it's part of the bog system.
It is, and on the other
we're talking about cranberry bogs.
Don't you all know what a cranberry bog is. It's amazing, right? So, but there are also water lilies that grow
mm-hmm,
there.
There are,
and,
yeah.
And so for me, I've taken these aspects of that place and pulled them together, but it was a deeper meaning because of the union of the swans, because mm-hmm. they mate for life. And so there's the symbolic. There's a lot of symbolisms. It's like runes in a way. I guess I'm making my own runes a lot of times, because these are images that, for me, these swans intertwined is this. I actually could tell a story about it. I sold a piece recently at a show, and there was a couple who came to my table, and we were talking, and I was telling about how it was about my relationship with my partner, my husband, and how, you know, I just felt like our connection was that deep. And these two wonderful women said, they came back to the table and they said, you know, we've been married for 18 years. This is our anniversary. And we want to buy your piece because of that union, because of the swans mate for life, because of the story, the depth of the story that was there. And I was in tears because I thought about the struggle that these two women to be married together had gone through, and how much more meaning that they were bringing to the piece. And
wow.
It was really special.
That's beautiful.
I think those are the connections that we need to make more of in our lives. Sometimes I feel like I'm so open, but then I'm so grateful when something like that happens, where I share maybe more information than people are looking for. But then you connect. You connect to this person who's a complete stranger, and they're responding to the honest truth that you're sharing with them.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is the radio show Kitchen Table Mystic, which is all about connection and connecting inspired women. And, you know, mysticism doesn't have to happen on mountaintops. It can happen at your kitchen table. Mystical things can happen when you sell art and when you share. Maybe you're not sharing too much. Maybe you're sharing just enough.
Yeah.
And you make that connection and you feel that tingle, right? I am Mary Petit, your host. You can look at my work and more about Kitchen Table Mystic at MaryPetiet on Facebook. My guest is Hannah Hilliard-Bouvier, and she is a local Cape Cod artist, and she can be found at Fresh Ink by Hannah B. on Facebook. And I really, really encourage you to go over there and look at her stuff. She captures this place beautifully. So,
thank you, Mary. I appreciate the warmth and support and sincerity. You know, I have been really, really I think it's a blessing. It's a gift. And I love every seashell and sand.
And each one has a story.
It does.
And you can take it down to the most minute grain of sand, and it has a story. And you can build it up from the sand to the rock. And you can just move through it from the rock to the stone wall. It's just endless. It really is.
We have, you know, I think when we take that leap of faith to connect with others and to connect to ourselves. Well, you first take the leap of faith to really connect to the depth of yourself, but then you take the next step,
mm-hmm.
Which is to connect with a community and to connect with others. You know, it's like dipping your toe in a pool of water. You know, first it's just your toe, and then you go in, and then all of a sudden you're swimming, and you're surrounded by all these wonderful people who are willing to share and want to, you know, support you as another woman. You know, they're offering you opportunities. I just can't tell you how many times I've turned around and someone has said to me, "Oh, well, Hannah, we need you. there's this wonderful thing that's happening, and it's always a woman who is there offering me, you know, another opportunity. And I try to do the same.
Yes.
I've learned from example that, you know, some of the opportunities I've been offered don't suit me for whatever reason. Maybe it's a schedule. Maybe it's just that that doesn't really sound like me. But, oh, I know who it does sound like. And I know this woman that I can connect you
yes.
with. And I can offer you her information, you know, and connect yet another, make it yet another connection of people who are ready to help one another. And so you just grow your circle larger and larger and larger.
And you have a tide that will raise all the boats.
Absolutely.
And that's a really Cape Cod way to look at it, isn't it?
We are very salty,
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah, the boats all rise in the same tide. And so I guess the real takeaway is if you're about to stand in your truth, put your toe in the water. And then put in your next toe. and then open your heart and watch everything follow. And then share it. And it comes and it just gets bigger and it grows, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It
yeah.
grows. And every, you know, every step that you make towards being your authentic self is a step in the right direction. I was listening to your show with Sherry and I think about
last week we had Sherrianna Boyle,
yeah.
Local author of a book called Choosing Love, and that is recorded. You can hear the podcast of that if you're interested. Just to
give
some
connect
context.
But just the fact of choosing love, I think, is so important in that aspect of connection.
Well, we're still talking about it this week.
Yeah.
Because that's what this comes down to.
It really
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of, you know, being brave enough to believe in yourself and your work.
And to trust it.
And to trust it and let it have its own life as
mm-hmm.
well. Because it's not my ego that's connected. It's my heart.
That is absolutely true. Because when I try to go through what I think of as the head, I never get as far as if I go through what I think of as the heart. And that heart is, it's a different, you sort of, I at least downshift a little bit to get into that space.
Absolutely.
And I know when I'm in that space, and I know that's where my creativity flows, and I know that's how I connect to other people. And
your heart is the most honest place that you
yeah.
can come from. And so when you can get there, the whole machine works a lot easier.
It does. And then something kicks into gear, and then you started with your toe in the water, and then you end up with your foot, and then your whole body, and you're buoyant, and you're floating, and you're just, it's just amazing. So
I really feel that that is not so much advice, but it's a gift to share. And so, you know, you do it by example. I do it by example so that my daughter can learn from those steps. I do it by example so my son can learn from those steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as if the art is almost secondary on some levels too, because the real mission is to share and connect with my community. But the art is a wonderful catalyst to do that with. It makes it's an easy point. It's very accessible visually. And
it might be a concrete form of the manifestation of this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. It's it's an interesting conversation we're having because I as a visual artist, I'm more apt to draw what is I'm feeling. I think that's one of the reasons I found art
mm-hmm.
was that was the way that I communicate best and purest. Whereas you as a writer, that's your voice.
Well, I use words.
You use words.
To express what I'm doing, the way Hannah's using art for her own expression. And you could use music to express it. I cook too, though. When I cook, I'm doing the same thing. I'm in the same zone.
Absolutely, it's coming from your heart.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that you could do that as a lawyer as well, though. Mm-hmm. I think you could do it as a, a weaver or a potter or any walk of life. I mean, I think if you're coming from your true, authentic self and from your heart, you are going to connect to community and then grow your community and your connection and benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And benefit because it's joyful. It's really, really joyful.
It's a joyful experience.
It's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah,
it really is. And it's I mean, with all of the, human conditions that we dwell in. I mean, we have real serious issues in our lives and in the world that are happening. So to be connected to this true self and to this love and to this community connection, you're standing on your two feet. You're rooted.
And you're part of the solution.
And you're strong.
This is where the solutions might come from.
Absolutely.
Enough people doing this.
Yeah, enough people standing in your true self and in your true light. And then it's just a matter of letting it happen.
Saying yes.
Yes. Saying yes. Absolutely.
Say yes.
Absolutely.
The most important thing I realized was say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is a key.
I think allowing yourself to say yes. Because there are so many things that you could be afraid of. Oh, gosh, what if my art isn't as good as, you can start to really throw yourself down that hole.
Oh, there's so many fears. There's fear of judgment. There's fear of rejection. There are many, and they're valid fears. We feel them. We go through this.
We feel them, but sometimes you have to, if you're coming from a place of love, the fears really, they evaporate, is what I'm finding. And because you're connected to that true self, and you know that what you're doing is the right place for you to be, and the right direction for your work and for your life and for your heart and for your family and your community. If you just keep on those, it's like a drop of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
This imagery or, one drop of water into the ocean or into a pond, I guess, but that spiral circle that happens, that just keeps on reaching further and further out, and you're connecting, and a connection is so important.
I think that's the key to the future.
Oh.
I really do, and I think you have offered us amazing wisdom.
Oh, well, thank
you, Mary. And I think we should draw one more card and leave listeners with a fabulous card for the rest of their morning.
All right.
Or the rest of their day, anytime they may catch up with our show. I'm going to three times shuffle. Two. Hear that? Hear the shuffle? You can hear my expert shuffling skills. Here we go. Woo! All right.
That's quite good, Mary.
That was a good one. The third one was lucky. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Let's see what we get.
Do you want me to choose?
Yeah,
or you?
Do.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. All right. I think this is the one. Oh, Mary.
Ooh,
I'm going to cry.
What did we get? Oh, we got the sisters. Oh, here, you can read it.
Okay. Rune of friendship, sisterhood, bonding, promises, and vows. I think that's a wonderful way to end that.
It takes us back to connection.
It really does. Well, I view you as a sister, and I think we all need to find our sisters. I think it's really, really supportive as women to go forth and find your tribe.
Your tribe. Find your tribe.
Yeah. Find your sisters.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you for coming. This is Kitchen Table Mystic. We mentioned moon circles, which are always interesting. You can find that moon circle on Facebook is a link to when we're having moon circles and the news about moon circles. And you'll also find piece of art by Hannah, which shows a beautiful image of a woman growing into a tree. It's really extraordinary, so I encourage you to look at that too. Our guest on Kitchen Table Mystic has been Hannah Hilliard-Bouvier, Cape Cod artist. You can see her work at Fresh Ink by Hannah B. on Facebook. I am your host, Mary Petit. You can catch up with my writing and more about Kitchen Table Mystic on Facebook at MaryPetit. Thank you for joining us. We will be back, or I will be back,
yes,
in 2 weeks at the same time and the same place.
Tune in.
Don't miss Kitchen Table Mystic, because mysticism doesn't have to happen on the mountaintop. It can happen right at your kitchen table.
Certainly can.
Signing off. Thank you.